The allegations of intimidation are emerging during a winter grazing stoush in Southland. Winter grazing is when livestock are kept in small sections of pasture until they completely finish off the crop. At times, the animals are left wallowing in mud and in cramped conditions. Tess Brunton reports.
Environmental activist Jeff Reed wants winter grazing to end, saying runoff into waterways is only one part of the problem.
You don't have to drive far in Southland to see cows in mud and cows drinking their own effluent. It really is horrifying. It's very, very destructive to soil. But it also is harming our nation's farming community, because there's a lot of farmers in this country that don't use this style of intensive agriculture, and this practice is dragging them down.
He and another activist went to take photos of winter grazing conditions near Mossburn over the weekend and says they were not welcome guests.
We have had our vehicle rammed, we've had a rock thrown through the window, we've had our road blocked and our property blocked, we've had farmers intimidate us away from the place where we're staying.
Southland dairy farmer Alan Baird says there has been no intention to intimidate any environmentalists. On Sunday afternoon, Mr. Baird and up to 15 other farmers set up a barbecue in a paddock near to where the activists were. But he says it was to keep an eye on what they were doing near their properties, not to intimidate them.
The barbecue was going. We had some sausages. At the end of the day, a couple of beers were opened, and by no means was there any intimidation or an attempt to intimidate them. They stayed in the nursery, and we happily talked amongst ourselves.
The police say there's been reports of people photographing stock and a report of a rock thrown at a vehicle window in Mossburn over the weekend, but no charges have been laid. Southland Regional Council Chair Nicole Horrell flew over part of the region last week to see winter grazing practices from the air.
We were quite disappointed that we're not seeing a great uptake of some of the best practice for how you actually graze the stock. And some good practice too, but I guess and just the scale of winter grazing in places is causing a few issues.
Some are concerned that when too many animals are kept together in a small space in bad weather, heavy rain can cause runoff to flow across paddocks and enter waterways. Nicole Horrell wants to see an end to the adversarial commentary from both sides, saying collaboration is the best step forward, as there's no one-size-fits-all solution.
It'll take time to transition people out of that, but winter grazing per se is not that bad. If it's done properly, it's actually quite effective. To have no winter grazing would mean a huge drop in stock numbers. We would probably bankrupt half the farmers in Southland and destroy the economy. And I don't think anybody wants that either, so we just need to work on innovative solutions.
Mr. Horrell says the council's proposed water and land plan will set a strict standard for dairy intensification and intensive winter grazing, but it's in front of the Environment Court. Less than 15% of Alan Baird's property is dedicated to winter grazing, and he says there can be runoff, but it's the best option for now.
We step away from a good practice to other practices that we would quite quickly find fault with, and now where farmers are under pressure to lower their methane emissions, without lowering stock numbers, shifting stock indoors is only going to lift our methane emissions. So it's quite complex.
He says the recent scrutiny on winter grazing will encourage more farmers to check they are using best practice. Last week, Agriculture Minister Damien O'Connor announced a new task force will be set up to identify winter grazing issues and potential solutions. Southland Regional Council is organising to meet industry groups and discuss how winter grazing can be improved using a unified approach. For Checkpoint, Cortes Brunton, TNA.